starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Jeff, for heaven's sake, stop raising all this dust.
Oh, I gotta sweep.
Well, you don't have to swing the broom like a golf club. Look, here's all you have to do. If you do it, it won't get done reading all these old magazines. And before you sweep, you should clear out all of this junk. Now remember, you're not going to get paid until this barn is spotless.
Why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
Why didn't you tell me you were getting paid?
Gosh, all I'm getting is 25 cents. But I'm giving you halvesies on anything we find.
Big deal. Nothing but junk.
You want to quit?
Go ahead. Why should I work for nothing?
Hey.
What is it?
Stamp album. Boy.
I'm halvesies.
Oh, no. You quit.
I did not.
Put them in.
But I didn't quit, Jeff. Honest, I didn't.
You said you didn't want to work for nothing. Put them in.
Please, Jeff.
You gonna clean up the barn?
All by myself?
You haven't done anything yet.
Okay. Are we still halvesies?
Put them in.
Shake on it. Hey, where's this one from? I bet it's worth a lot of money.
Cape of Good Hope.
Where's that?
Africa, I think.
Hey, she's stepping on him.
Lassie, go away.
Hey, she's got one stuck to her paw.
Lassie, please go away and don't bother us. Go on outside and play. Go on now.
I thought I told you to go out and play. Go on now. Jeff, don't you think you're being a little unkind to Lassie? All morning long you kept her out of the barn. Now you're ordering her out of the house.
She gets in the way sometimes.
So do you.
Sure, and you tell me to go out to play. That's all I told her.
Yeah, she kept stepping all over the stamps and getting them stuck to her feet.
Unfortunately, Lassie's not a stamp collector, so she doesn't realize their value.
Lunch ready?
Uh-huh.
Smells good. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Ed said if you found a 3-cent pink George Washington in that old album, it's worth $100.
Jeff, for heaven's sake!
Oh, but Mom, we got one. We got a George Washington stamp.
Please, both of you, sit down.
Oh, but we got a stamp that's worth $100.
Well, I'm sure it'll be worth just as much after lunch. Come on.
We thank thee, O Lord, for this our daily bread.
Huh? inside, Jenny.
Hi, Mr. Higgins.
Hi.
Did you bring the stamp catalog?
Sure thing.
Jeff, come back here.
Oh, I gotta go finish Long's sight.
Since when did we leave the table without excusing ourselves?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that Ed Higgins had the catalog.
Well, excuse me.
Can I be excused now?
Well, you haven't finished your pudding.
Oh, I don't want any more.
All right.
I can't find it.
Can't find what?
The stamp album.
You put it right down here on the bed.
I know, and it's not here now.
It's gotta be here.
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't we leave the door open when we went out?
What door?
The door to my room.
I don't know.
Gosh, I'm sure we left it open.
So what's that got to do with the stamp album?
Well, it was closed when I came in here just now.
Can't you think somebody stole it?
I don't know. Let's search the room first.
Thanks a lot, George.
All right, if you want any more, just holler. Could use a little rain, huh?
We're going to get some in a day or two.
Well, say hello to Mary for me.
Sure will.
All right.
Mom, if you took it, please tell me.
Jeff, I already told you I haven't seen the stamp album. Now stop nagging.
Well, somebody took it, and there's $100 stamp in it.
You left it on the bed?
Uh-huh, and it's not there. It's not any place in the room. Did you, Mom?
Did I what?
Take it, to punish me.
To punish you for what?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because I sent Lassie outside.
Oh, now, don't be silly. Mind you, I don't think it was the right thing to do, but...
Excuse me. Did you find it?
No, but look. Mud. And it's still wet. Somebody must have climbed through the window while we were eating. A robber.
Those are Lassie's paw prints. Oh. Hey, wait a minute. It could have been Lassie. She could have taken it.
What would she want with a stamp album?
I don't know. Maybe she thinks we're playing a game. Lassie! Lassie! Come here, girl!
She's afraid you're gonna ball around again.
Come on, Lassie! Come on! I know what to do.
Jeff, what are you doing?
Gotta feed Lassie.
Come on, Lassie, it's all for you. She knows.
Come on, Lassie.
That's a good girl.
Good girl.
She's okay now.
Yeah, but how are you gonna get her to find the stamp album?
Let her finish and you'll see.
What's going on here? Why are you feeding her this time of day?
We're bribing her.
Huh?
We think she took the stamp album and hid it someplace.
Oh. Well, how do you figure to get it back?
I'm going to have a talk with her as soon as she's finished eating.
Well, good luck to you.
Wasn't it, girl?
Sure, you know I'm not mad at you. Maybe I shouldn't have even told you to go out of the house. I won't do it anymore. That's my girl. Now, Lassie, fetch it. Go on, fetch it, Lassie, fetch it. What you gonna fetch? You didn't tell her. Keep quiet. Lassie, fetch it. Fetch it, Lassie. Stay here. See, I told you. No, Lassie, not the ball. That's right, not the ball. Now go on, fetch it, Lassie. She's looking for something.
Shh.
No, Lassie. No. 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 No, Lassie.
They got that poor dog running around in circles.
It's just terrible.
But $100 is a lot of money.
Is that what you've been telling Jeff?
Who, me? No.
You better not if you don't want him to spend the rest of his life chasing rainbows. Tell him supper's ready.
Jeff, supper's ready. Porky, you better go on home.
Okay. Call me if she finds it, huh? You find that stamp album. Do you hear? Find it.
Jeff, supper will be ready in 5 minutes, but in the meantime, straighten your room, please. And don't you think you ought to bring Lassie in now?
No, she's got to stay out there till she finds that stamp album.
Poor dog doesn't know what to make of it.
Call her in.
I doubt if she'd come if he told her to stay there. Here, Lassie. Come on in. Come on, girl. She won't budge.
Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Good night, Gramps.
Where's Lassie, Jeff?
Outside.
Jeff, come in. Sit down. Jeff, there has to be an end to this. You cannot keep punishing Lassie for something that you think she did.
Who else could have done it? You didn't, and Gramps didn't.
All right. All right, let's assume that she did take the stamp album. Is that such a terrible crime?
But...
Now, just a minute. If she did take it and hide it, don't you think she had a good reason?
What reason? What reason could she have?
I'll tell you. The same reason that makes it necessary for you to belong to someone. To be wanted and needed. Now, just suppose that Gramps and I had found that stamp album instead of you and Porky. And we were huddled over it when you came along. And we told you not to bother us, to go outside. You'd feel that you weren't wanted, wouldn't you? And you'd hate that stamp album. And you would probably do exactly as Lassie did. Try to get rid of it.
But there's $100 stamp in it.
You've been to that before. What of it?
$100 is a lot of money.
Jeff, since when has money become so important to you?
Well, it's not just me, but it's Porky, too. We're halvesies.
All right. All right, honey, she's your dog. You do what you think is best. But try to remember what I said about being wanted and needed.
Good night, Gramps.
Good night, son.
Wanted and needed.
Sounded like a rifle shot.
Lassie!
Well, who'd be shooting at this time of night?
I don't know.
Lassie! I heard a shot.
Lassie not out there?
No.
It's us. Hello? Oh, yeah. What? Oh, no. Well, what was she doing up there? Are you sure it was her?
Who is it?
Right. Well, thanks, Ed. We'll have a look around. Now, don't get excited. Ed's not sure.
What are you talking about?
Lassie, she was in Ed's barn, nosing around that load of alfalfa.
Ed thought a red fox was after his pullets and he took a shot at her. He ain't sure he hit her. She got away.
It's all my fault. Don't be stamp album.
Lassie!
Lassie!
She all right?
I think so.
Better call Ed. He'll be worried. Jenny. George Miller.
Fine, fine, thanks, Jenny. So get me Ed Higgins, will you?
You see, the reason she couldn't find it right away was because she hid it in a lot of alfalfa, and Ed Higgins took the alfalfa away.
She sure is smart. Smarter than us. We thought we had a stamp worth $100, so it turns out to be only worth 25 cents. Because it's the wrong color. Hey, cut it out!
Leave her alone, Porky. She's just trying to help. There's one thing you gotta understand about people and dogs. They gotta belong. They gotta feel wanted and needed.